Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you all been waiting for, ain't it? What people pay paper for, game it. They can't stand it. They want something new.
Hello. Welcome to the Darren Russell Show. How is everybody doing today? Well, I know Cowboy fans aren't doing too well, but I mean, hopefully everybody else other than them is doing okay. It was an ugly day today. Even uglier if your team lost yesterday. So I guess Broncos fans are pretty upset too. Me, I'm doing good. I get to be here talking football with you guys. There's nothing better than that. So, let's get right into it. We had some good games this weekend. I was a little disappointed. Baltimore couldn't pull the upset. Am I the only one that when Joe Flacco throws the ball, I cringe every time? Like, does that happen? I'm not even a Ravens fan, but my gosh. He's got a killer arm, but I just feel like every pass he throws, I'm just like, oh, I'm like watching with one eye, like, is this about to get intercepted? And then it happened twice, and I knew. Once he threw that first one, I was like, oh, man, this is not going to go good. They got up by 14 and then let the Patriots come back. And then got up by 14 again. I was like, oh, come on. Just get a field goal there. Another touchdown. Forget a field goal. Get another touchdown. You need one more to put these guys away. And they couldn't do it. All they got, they let New England come back and tie it again, 28-28. And then all Baltimore could get was a field goal. New England scored that touchdown. And then I didn't understand. Like, what was Joe Flacco thinking? He was playing a really good game. It wasn't his best game ever, but it was up there. And it was a minute and 30 seconds left, and he tries to go for it all. First of all, they should have been running the ball, because if you score, you want to make sure New England doesn't have enough time to come back and maybe score again or get in field goal range. So he throws that deep bomb, he overthrows Torrey Smith, and he gets intercepted. Oh, so disappointing. Like I said, I'm not a Ravens fan, but, man, I was pulling hard for it. I should have wore purple that day. They probably would have won. I'm all about jinxes and everything. No, I don't believe in jinxes at all. I was just messing around. But, yeah, man, that game hurt me a little just because I hate the Patriots. But, yet Tom Brady keeps winning, and I thought about it. With the Colts winning, which was completely surprising, but I'll get to that later. Tom Brady's been to 9 AFC championships. He's going to win Sunday. He's going to go to his 6th Super Bowl. 6. To think a guy drafted the 6th round. He did play for my favorite college team. I loved him in college. But the tough rule, I just can't root for the guy, ever. I will never root for him. And, like, maybe if he gets, like, sick or cancer or something, I'm going to root for him to beat cancer. I don't want him to die. But in his professional career, I can never be a Tom Brady. If he puts on a Raiders jersey and plays for the Raiders, I don't think I can root for him either. I don't think I can root for him then either. But that's just a personal thing with me. So I just want New England to lose. I don't want to see him in the Super Bowl again. I don't want to see him win another Super Bowl. And the Ravens let me down. I have no faith in Andrew Luck and the Colts, because they probably, if Peyton Manning doesn't have a torn quad, they probably don't beat Denver. But then again, I don't think Denver would have beat New England in New England anyway. So either way, it doesn't matter. New England's making the Super Bowl. And then Seattle killed Carolina like I thought. Then again, but that game was close. Cam had them right there, and I just had that feeling like, oh, man, Cam is going to throw an interception here. And sure enough, he threw one, man. Cam Chancellor is a monster. I don't care what anyone says. That dude, I take him on my team any day. I take 2 or 3 of them on my team. Because when he hits you, it's like a collision. He just steps over you. You're never the same after Cam Chancellor hit you. Look at what he did in the Super Bowl when he laid Demaryius Thomas out. Was it Demaryius Thomas? I think it was early in the game. they try to do that little 5-yard crossing pattern, Cam Chancellor, boom, just laid a smack down on him. And the game, he set the tone. He's a tone setter for that defense. He don't get all the praise, but, man, he's an important piece. But I knew they were going to beat Carolina. Carolina had it closer than I thought until he threw that pick six. Then I knew it was over because I didn't think Carolina was going to be able to come back from that. And then we had a surprise. I just feel like I said, I couldn't believe. Like, what was wrong with Denver? Did they not want to play? Were they like, we're probably not going to beat New England. We might as well just stop early. We ain't going back to the Super Bowl this year. Because they had players just dropping passes. The play calling was awful. Peyton Manning throwing. They just kept running the same play over and over, and it was always the same result. He would overthrow Emmanuel Sanders. At one point, they ran it like 3 straight plays. And each time, he overthrew Emmanuel Sanders. I was like, what is he doing? And then I knew he was hurt, but I didn't know he had a tear in his quad. So, I mean, it was a little more serious than people let on. But still, and what a coach should recognize that and say, look, we got to run the ball more. We got to do something. But then every time they did try to do, like, screen passes, what happens? They dropped the ball. So that whole team, they didn't show up. They're going to put that loss on Manning. And he's got a terrible playoff record now. He's 11-13. So whenever you try to argue, oh, is Peyton Manning the greatest of all time, they're always going to bring up the playoff record. He only won 1 Super Bowl. Like, him and Brett Favre in that category. They're the best statistical quarterbacks we've ever seen. But are they the best quarterbacks? I mean, I don't want to get too much into a debate on if that was Peyton Manning's last game until he comes out and officially retires. And then we can go through the history of Peyton Manning and his greatness. Now, I don't think he's going to let yesterday be his last game. Just for the simple fact that he wasn't able to give 100%. He wasn't able to be at the best of what he considers his best. He knows he's not the quarterback he used to be, but still, he wasn't that 38-year-old Peyton Manning. That wasn't his best. I don't think he's going to retire after that game. I mean, I guess if Denver fires their coach and Julius Thomas, Demaryius Thomas, and a couple other free agents just leave, and the Broncos are just sitting there with nothing, then I guess I could see him retiring. But I think he comes back next year, gives it one more chance, just because he wants to try to end out healthy. He don't want to retire injured, losing to the Colts. It probably killed him losing to the Colts, losing to Andrew Luck. So Peyton Manning will be back. But that's just my opinion. I hope he's not back. I mean, I enjoy watching him to a certain extent, but I'm getting tired of him just owning the division and owning my Raiders. I mean, we'll never even have anything to work towards with him still in the division because they just win, like nonstop. So, come on, Peyton, time to let somebody else win the division once in a while. Jeez. But like I said, I don't think that was his last game. I don't think it should be his last game. He can't go out like that. I'm not saying that next year is guaranteed he'll do better, but just the way it looked. I mean, if he had gone out yesterday for 350 yards and 3 touchdowns and they lost by 3 points or something like that, then, okay, that's not a bad game. But what? He had, I know he had less than 200 yards yesterday. He threw for maybe, what, 1 touchdown? Yeah, because they only had 13 points. So he can't go out like that. And then his receivers are making idiotic plays. They're not going out of bounds. They're dropping balls. Something's got to change. They need a good offseason. And then they beefed up the defense, added pass rushers, and Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware, when they took the night off, they're like, hey, man, I do not feel like it today. Hopefully Peyton can put up some points because I do not want to chase Andrew Luck around. Look how that worked out for him. So, see, and then they spent all this money, so now they're going to be up against the cap. They're going to have to do some whole changes. I mean, Welker's gone. Maybe he can make his way back to New England, but I doubt they even want him. He might have to retire after that. So, it may not last. Yesterday's game may not have been the end for Peyton Manning, but I know it's probably the end for Wes Welker. I don't plan on seeing him again. But when the announcement comes in, we'll talk more about Peyton Manning and legacy. Now, let's get to the best game of the weekend. The Packers and the Cowboys. And before we get to the controversial call that everyone wants to complain and cry over, let's just talk about how good Aaron Rodgers is. Dude's a beast. He's out there with a calf tear, with a tear in his calf or something. It's a 6-week injury. He gets a week off and comes back. He looked rusty early. Well, he hadn't practiced in 2 weeks, so his timing was a little off. But look, after that, the second half, he got warmed up. The man was on fire. He was untouchable. What? That last drive, he was 7-for-7. I mean, he's working out of the shotgun and the pistol the whole time to make it a little easier since he can't really run. I mean, the Cowboys did get a turnover because that was the first turnover they had at home since week 2 when they had that sack fumble. I mean, he still hasn't thrown an interception at home. The dude's a beast. Like, they trailed almost the entire game. And, right, like, and then Romo played. See, people can't blame Romo for this loss. Romo played an amazing game. He was 15 of 17 or something crazy like that. He had 199 yards. I mean, it was good quarterback play on both sides. It was a good game. And for a moment, I didn't think the Packers were going to win. I thought, oh, man, it injured Aaron Rodgers too much. And then the man caught fire. Now, I don't think it's going to work in Seattle. I think we're looking at a Seattle-New England Super Bowl. But stranger things have happened, and I will never bet against Aaron Rodgers. One, because he won me my first fantasy football championship. So I will always be loyal to my boy, Aaron Rodgers. That, and I just thought he should have been the first pick in the draft. When he came out that year, Alex Smith, the 49ers made the biggest mistake in drafting Alex Smith. They should have just took Aaron Rodgers. And then I felt bad for him waiting in the green room all that time. So, and then the camera's just back there, every pick is looking at him. And he's just sitting waiting by himself. It's kind of messed up. So I always root for Aaron Rodgers. And then he had to deal with the Brett Favre stuff. Oh, I'm retiring. No, I'm back. Not that Aaron to wait. Tell him to wait. So, I always root for the guy. And I hope they make it to the Super Bowl, but I don't see it. I don't feel it. If he wasn't injured and it wasn't in Seattle, I'd say something different. But he's injured and it's in Seattle. If they get down by 1 point or something, that place is going to be going crazy, and I don't think that's a hole that's too big for them to climb out of. I mean, you can forget everything that happened week 1. I'm sure Aaron Rodgers is going to throw the ball towards Richard Sherman this time. He's not just going to use one side of the field because that actually makes it easier for you to defend them when they know you're not going to throw it to Richard Sherman's side. But we'll see, but I'm not feeling it. Maybe I'll change later in the week, but right now, to me, it's looking at Seattle, New England, in the Super Bowl. Now, the controversial call, which shouldn't even be a controversial call. When I watched the play happen live, I'm sitting down watching the play with my wife and kids, and I said, as soon as he got the ball, bobbled, and it hit the ground, bounced up, and he caught it, I said, that's an incomplete pass. Now, I am in no way, like, referee, I don't know everything there is to know about football, but I know an incomplete pass when I see it. And when I saw that, I knew it was incomplete right away. There was no hesitation. I said, oh, that's incomplete. They're going to challenge that. Because everyone knows that the ball, your catch can't be aided by the ground. The ground can't cause a fumble, but it also can cause an incompletion. I mean, come on, everybody knew that. And they're like, oh, Dez Bryant took 3 steps. Yeah, he took 3 steps while bobbling the ball because Sam Shields knocked the ball out of his hands. So it wasn't a clean catch. So he bobbled. So then he has to go to the ground and maintain complete control with no ground assistance. That didn't happen. So I don't see what's so controversial about the call. Oh, they should change the rule. That's a dumb rule. Whatever. If we're changing the rule for every dumb rule, then they're going to change everything. If he just would have caught cleanly and tried to go down and just went down, he probably would have been fine. But the fact that he wanted to lunge and try to score, see, no matter what people say, oh, he's so athletic and everything, he didn't punish for being athletic. No, he's being punished for being greedy. They have more than enough time. He catches the ball. They're going to be at the 1 or 2 yard line. They could punch that ball, and they're going to get 4 tries. But Dez wanted to be the hero. And instead, he wasn't. If he just would have caught the ball and went down, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Who knows how the game would have turned out? That touchdown, hey, might have won the game. Because even though it would have gave the Packers the ball, they would have had enough time to get the ball back and score. And then the Cowboys still would have had another try. Here we go again. Where they could have got the ball, but they gave up, third and 13, they give up a first down catch to Randall Cobb. You got to be prepared for that. If you need the ball back, the game's on the line, you can't let that happen. You can't let somebody get behind you and catch a pass. Even though it was tipped at the line, he still caught it. There's no way. There's no way that should happen. You know what's at stake, and it happened anyway. So I have no sympathy. And then for those people that were saying it was a conspiracy, like I talked about it 2 shows ago, like there's no conspiracy. What, did they change their mind all of a sudden? They're like, oh, yeah, we gave Dallas a call last week and people complained. Let's give it to Green Bay. Come on. No conspiracy. So what do you mean? Jerry Jones dialed up the ref last week, but he couldn't dial him up this week. Why? Because he was in Lambeau and not in Dallas? Come on. The NFL is not trying to manipulate who makes it to the Super Bowl. If that was the case, they would do it every year. You would see top market teams all the time in the Super Bowl, or the most popular teams. Like, there's always somebody different. Like, they've had the same people in the playoffs all the time. There's no conspiracy. And I just laugh, like, oh, well, what are they going to say about this? Is this going to be the same people saying, oh, Cowboys paid off the ref? So what are they going to say now? Oh, Green Bay paid off the ref for Jerry Jones' check bounce to the ref. Come on. See, people that just don't know what to say will make a stupid argument like this. It's ridiculous. So, the outcome of the game was good. The outcome of the play was obvious. I don't even see what was in question. Everything turned out in that game. Turned out well. I enjoyed it. But the Cowboys have nothing to be ashamed about either. And they're going to, you know, all these haters. Oh, man. People just hate on the Cowboys for no reason. Just all these Eagle fans flooding my timeline. Oh, yeah, take that, Dallas. Why are you so mad? Why are you getting more, you getting comfort? And laughing at Dallas, hey, they made the playoffs. They won a game. You don't have any room to talk. At no point should an Eagles fan, a Giants fan, any of that, they won your division. You should just sit back and say, man, we didn't make the playoffs. We don't have nothing to say. Because, I mean, what? What are you saying? Yeah, if that was us, we would have won. Come on. If that was you, you should have won during the year. Then you would have been able to do it. So, on the Cowboys, I'm not hating on them. Nobody else should. Cut it out. Let's try to get over this Cowboy hate. And I was impressed. 12-4. I said they were going, at best, 5-11. They went 12-4. And if they keep Dez Bryant and DeMarco Murray, they're both free agents, they keep both of those guys and keep improving their team in the draft. They don't do anything stupid like trade their first-round pick for Johnny Manziel or something retarded like that. The Cowboys might have a chance to be right back in the spot that they were in this year, if not better. So all those Eagles, Giants, Redskins fans better watch those Cowboys, because with that offensive line, they're always going to be dangerous. Look, 12-4 with a terrible defense. Now imagine in the draft they start picking some good defensive players. They sign a couple guys here and there in the offseason. Then you really got to watch out for them. So let's talk a little college football before we end the show today. Because today is the first ever national championship game that was actually in a playoff. Number 2 versus number 4. First time ever. Because every other time, BCS and then coaches poll and the AP poll, it's always number 1 versus number 2. First time in history, number 2 versus number 4. Finally got a playoff. I'm one that's for expanding it. Maybe get between five and eight. I mean, if you get five, you just get one team a week off. You get eight. I don't know what you do. You figure it out. You give the first two teams a week off. But what you could do is eliminate that first week of the season where teams play. I don't know, when Alabama plays Rowan, like make it a summer game, something like that, where they can still a spring game, where they, you know, they'll still get a full crowd. You give that school. You help them out. Give them some money. And don't have it on regular TV. So, if they expand, good. If not, the playoff was a success. They made a whole lot of money. It was interesting. Tonight's game should be interesting. I'm looking forward to see what Oregon can do. I'm looking forward to see if Ohio State can keep up with Oregon. Now, Oregon lost another receiver. He has got to be an idiot. Smoking right before the national championship game. He couldn't wait till after the game to get high. He had to get high before the game. Come on. See, maturity. These guys, these young, it's ridiculous. I know I was young and dumb once before, but man, I can never see if I was in that position throwing away something good like that to, because I had to smoke. What is this? It's retarded. I can't take it. So, Oregon doesn't have as much talent, like NFL prospect-wise, as Ohio State, but Oregon has the best player on the field. Mariota, and having the quarterback as the best player is very important. So, Ohio State probably has more talent up and down the roster at every position other than quarterback. So that could be the difference because they got a third-string guy who's actually pretty old. I didn't realize how old this guy was. He's like 23 or something already. So he's got one more year of eligibility. It's like this dude, I never heard of him until this year. So Urban Meyer is doing a great job. But I don't know. I mean, and Urban Meyer has studied the Oregon offense. He's picked here and there. But still, he only had a week to get prepared for it. Defensively, let's see if Oregon can keep this pace up and run these guys down. I'm hoping it's a tight game, but high scoring. Give me a 42-41 game, 49-42, anything. Like, I'll take that. I love those kind of games. Give me one of those. But I want to see. I might watch this from beginning to end. I have not watched a college football game all year from beginning to end. But this is intriguing. I'm sure that the ratings are going to be through the roof, being that this is the first time that we've had a game, like, decided through a playoff. Like, we had 14, and now they're going to be, I guess you could say, use the Big 12. What they were saying all year, one true champion, because it was a playoff. You know, that's who should have been using one true champion. That's the Big 12. They didn't have a championship game, but whatever. We'll talk about that another time. So, everyone's leaning toward Ohio State, so I'm going Oregon. I want to see Oregon win just so people can stop saying they're soft. I want to see Mariota win a national championship just to make the draft more interesting because everyone's already saying Winston's going to go ahead of Mariota because he's more pro ready. So now, if they both won the Heisman, they both won the national championship game, and Mariota looks amazing, then the debate will start from tomorrow all the way until the last week of April on who should go number one. So I'm hoping that we see Oregon win. And I'm a Michigan fan, so deep down, yeah, it's good for the Big Ten that Ohio State made it to the championship. They don't need to. They don't need to win. They got there, good job. But I'm picking Oregon, and I hope I'm right. And just think about it. After tonight's game, what are our Mondays going to be filled with? Because they usually don't play NBA games on Monday, and they do. They're not televised. If you're in the sports, you're going to be stuck watching Monday Night Raw. And the storylines on that suck. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to have to start filming a TV show to give you guys something to watch. Maybe you guys throw me some ideas. I might just make that happen. But, all right. That's our show for today. Enjoy the football game tonight. I'll be back Wednesday, and we can talk about it. All right. I'm gone.
Am I the meanest?
Sure enough.
Am I the prettiest?
Sure enough.
Am I the baddest mofo low down around this town?
Sure enough.
Well, who am I?